Welcome to Manager Tools. This week, giving feedback to remote directs, part one. The questions this cast answers are, how do I give feedback to my remote directs? Is feedback different when it's remote? And can I give feedback in writing when my directs are remote?
Folks, just a reminder, coming up October 26th and 27th in Chicago, our annual M conference. It's the highlight of our conference here. It's 2 days long. It is more expensive than other conferences. It's $3,000. But if you're a manager aspiring to be an executive, I encourage you to come. Probably the biggest thing that's come out of M conference is the increase in your network that you'll gain, because you'll meet all of the other attendees. And we have a very lively Slack channel where those attendees get to ask each other questions. They strengthen their network, gain new insights into what other people do, help their careers, and so on. So again, October 26th and 27th in Chicago, I encourage you to come.
Most managers start with one-on-ones and love them and stick with them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Not nearly as managers start feedback for all kinds of bad reasons.
But reasons all the same. Reasons all the same.
Sure. And we see this a lot, that there's a lot of managers out there who are doing one-on-ones. I would argue almost that the majority of the managers who come to conferences are doing one-on-ones and not giving feedback.
Mm-hmm. I would also argue, Kate, and I know that you've talked about this before, I've heard it, you say it in conferences, is that the folks that the managers who start Manager Tools one-on-ones love Manager Tools one-on-ones. And the same thing is true of feedback. The managers who start feedback love feedback as much as they love, if not even a little bit more, love Manager Tools one-on-ones, love feedback as well. And fewer start feedback.
Yeah, I think too, so many managers get a big bump out of one-on-ones in productivity and results and retention. And we don't necessarily realize that we're going to get that same similar feeling from feedback. And if it's been a while since you started one-on-ones, for sure, just know that that feeling you got when you got one-on-ones in place, feedback will give you that same feeling.
Absolutely.
And it's funny because, and this is timely a bit, giving feedback to remote directs seems to make things harder for a lot of managers.
It feels harder.
Uh-huh. And that's interesting because the stumbling block that we perceive, that most managers perceive, is not really the problem.
Mm-mm.
Remote feedback is exactly like
exactly
in-person.
Identical, in fact.
Feedback. And what's and you have all the tools you need.
I would say more, actually. As we go through this, there are more tools, I feel like, as a remote manager at my disposal that make giving feedback easy than I had in person, interestingly enough.
That is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I
like it.
Haven't had the same experience, for sure. And both of us have been giving feedback remotely for 7 and 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years.
Yeah. A while. So we should disclose our own experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pre-COVID. Super pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant we've been doing remote feedback for a long time.
Yes.
Because we've been remote for so long.
Exactly.
Our in-person experiences were definitely pre-COVID, absolutely. And we've been giving remote feedback. What's interesting is that when Mark and I were talking about this cast, I said, oh, I guess that would be hard for people, maybe. And he said, I think they think it's hard. I said, well, why? And I'm not trying to sass y'all. If you're listening, you're thinking Kate's the sassy
one. It is hard. It's really freaking hard. Yeah.
We totally understand. We're here to help.
We get it.
That's what we're here for. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
Okay. So remote feedback is exactly like in-person feedback. And I'm not trying to sass y'all. Maybe it is a hard thing to think through and to understand, particularly for those managers who are doing one-on-ones and totally into them, but aren't doing feedback and know that you should be. For those of you who are in that situation, the fact is delivering feedback to remote directs is no different.
Not at all.
Than doing it in person. And it's not wrong for you to fear it, because it definitely feels different. So we're not here to tell you your fears are invalid at all.
They're valid.
To help you. We're just going to solve the problem for you.
Solve your problem. Exactly.
Because the basics are no different.
Yeah, the basics are no different.
In-person feedback. It's not, right? It's not easier.
No.
If you're direct or remote. It's definitely harder to do it.
Yeah.
Because you have to choose an avenue and there's a hurdle, right? It's not like, oh, I passed them in the hall and...
Yeah, I just saw them do something. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Pop by their desk, things like that. The ease of delivery that comes from being face-to-face is unmatched when we're remote. But the fact is, folks, if you're listening to this cast, if you are remote, your directs are remote from you. And it's your job to give them feedback. So yes, while you feel it's more difficult, totally get that, perfectly understand that. It doesn't change the fact that your directs aren't in the same building as you and your job is to give it.
And what it's so funny too, because when you're in person, some of your directs, guess what? They're not in the same building and you had the same hurdle.
Yeah.
Let's go over the basics just to really hit this home. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Feedback is a fundamental part of managers' jobs, right? The aggregated behaviors of your directs are your results and that's your primary responsibility. And no one's here to dispute that.
No.
In fact, most managers get it, readily admit it. They're open about it. There is, right now, in 2022, there's a common kind of theme, popular management thinking theme, that feedback doesn't work, which is flat out wrong and pandering, I believe, to those people who don't want feedback, aren't interested in it, or are just ill-informed.
Yeah.
Which is fun for people. That's a big part of the demographic. So it's great to pander to them because you'll have a large audience.
Exactly.
So nice.
Exactly. Now, folks, you should know, feedback has long been tested and proven to be effective. So the other solutions being touted are tested and been found wanting, to be perfectly clear. That is the example that I think of most poignantly is dialogue being the worst suggestion for a replacement of feedback in all eternity. We have a podcast and the title of it is Feedback Dialogue Guidance is Stupid. So now you know how we feel about it.
Because we're never clear about our feelings.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, folks, let's be crystal clear about it though.
About something else, not just our feelings.
About something else. Yeah, exactly. That too. But if you haven't yet mastered feedback and now your directs are remote from you, having not heard feedback, not received the feedback model prior to going remotely, your learning curve is going to be longer and it's going to be slower because the distance reduces the amount of opportunities we've got to give feedback. But folks, it's the same stuff. It's not different.
Right.
It's the exact same. And there are fewer opportunities for it, but also it's the same. Now, we know this. If you've been doing manager tools one-on-ones, you know feedback is most effective when the direct trusts their manager. If your directs don't trust you and you're not doing a whole ton more other than just assuming they should trust you, but they don't, then your feedback is going to result in all kinds of inefficiencies.
Right. Why would they listen to your input, which is feedback is you input information and guidance for them, right? Yeah. Why would they listen to that if they don't trust you? It's so easy if they don't trust you to just be like, meh.
Meh, meh.
Whatever.
Or defend. Meh. Defend.
That's my fave.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they don't trust you, it's not going to go well.
It's not going to go well. No. And we've got the answer. We've always been talking about the answer. I mean, like a broken record over here. The answer is, of course, manage your tools one-on-ones.
Right.
And we've said it 1,000 times. If you're not willing to do manage your tools one-on-ones, don't bother giving feedback.
Right.
Feedback's about the future. If the person you're receiving feedback from, you hear it and you're like, defend or like, ugh, whatever. If that's the impression, the feeling they're getting due to lack of relationship, then don't even deliver it. Is the future going to be better?
No. And if you're not doing manager tools one-on-ones, why would they even assume that you're willing to put in enough effort to understand?
Solid. Yes.
Why would they assume that you care about their future? Because you're not sitting with them in discussions that would prove to them that you're worthy of trust.
Yeah.
And listen, you're welcome to try it. If you're not doing one manager tools one-on-ones, go ahead, try giving feedback.
Yeah.
It's going to be super messy, no matter what technique you use.
Exactly.
And what's funny is I find that people are really excited theoretically about feedback. And then behaviorally, I see a lot of managers that they don't start it. So it's interesting to me that people are so excited and then at the same time not doing it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be bad, though, if you're not using manager tools one-on-ones.
Yeah. If you lack a relationship, it's going to be bad. Doesn't matter what model you use. It's irrelevant.
Don't blame the model or your directs.
Yeah.
Because if you have a problem with trust, it's the trust that's making
it's the trust.
This not work out. Not
exactly
the people or your words.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, so many people are theoretically super into the idea of feedback.
Yeah.
So many managers think of the silver bullet of management as feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is,
it's not,
right? It's funny because we always talk about one-on-ones and trust through one-on-ones as the silver bullet. It's just a really slow bullet. It's like very slow. It's
rolling.
It's rolling. Even then, right? Okay, so silver bullets and werewolves. You don't have any werewolves working for you, I assume. No. If you do, please write us an email because I want to hear about it. We shouldn't be looking for silver bullets.
No.
Organizations, in fact, the idea of speed in an organization is a bit laughable, to be honest. Anybody gotten anything done real fast at work lately that involved more than one person? Because I would argue, no. So we need to stop looking for silver bullets, commit ourselves to the discipline of the hard work of building trust, and through that process, become better able to deliver feedback and support our teams.
Absolutely.
And all of this stuff that we talk about can be applied remotely. It's simply that it's a little bit different, the behavioral steps. I suppose.
Yes.
The way I think of this is, and the way I've thought of it for years, is there's a fifth step in remote feedback, but it's the first one, and it is get to them verbally.
Oh, yeah.
Like pick up the phone or set up a Zoom or like the first behavioral step is, the first behavioral step is, can you hear their voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So before you start giving feedback remotely, start doing one-on-ones, please.
Mm-hmm.
You can use Zoom, any video thing, Skype, Teams. I don't know why I'm still talking about Skype as if people, although a friend of mine the other day, a professional work friend wanted to have a call on Skype for business. You know, though, the other thing that you can do, and this is not the best option for one-on-ones. It is, though, my favorite option for feedback. That yay old telefono.
Oh, yeah, right?
That newfangled device we call the telephone, the small computer you're holding in your hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
It actually can reach other people.
Yeah, it can.
In other places.
And I find the telephone makes it even feel more important.
For feedback. And we're
for feedback.
Totally getting ahead of ourselves. Okay.
But yes, okay. So
face-to-face is best in one-on-ones.
Face-to-face is best in one-on-ones.
And you're remote. You can't do that. So the question then isn't, aren't face-to-face one-on-ones better? That answer is yes. The question is Zoom or phone better than nothing? And the answer is absolutely. And Zoom or video being a bit better than phone, to our point.
Exactly.
And that means, if you're going to do video, you have to mandate video on for all directs and set the standard and have the video on. And please just like wear a collared shirt. Or like a shirt.
Exactly. Exactly. Seeing one another's facial expressions, folks, the reason that face-to-face one-on-ones to a large degree are that much more valuable is the fact that we can see each other's faces. It doesn't even become an option in the virtual world. It just becomes an option. That's why communication is to a degree harder. But we can wish all that we want for a world where technology magically makes us not biologically driven characters who pay attention to each other's facial expression and body language. but it's not going to happen.
Right. Or you could just get over it and say, yeah. Oh, right, it's true.
Okay. Yeah. The massive mountains of data to suggest that all throughout the course of human history, seeing each other's facial expression and body language matters and makes for the richest form of communication. Let's just accept it. It's true. Seeing each other's faces matters. So yeah. Video on.
And then one-on-ones, manage rules, one-on-ones for 12 weeks before you start using the feedback model so that the trust can build to a level where feedback can be handled. And by the way, y'all, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one step at a time. Don't try to do one-on-ones and feedback at the same time. Start with one-on-ones.
Yep.
12 weeks practice, one-on-ones.
Get better. It'll save you time. Weekly one-on-ones, that cadence creates a situation where you've got more time to focus.
Yeah.
You're not feeling like you're being drawn and quartered every day. You're not running from fire to fire. You have time to focus. And to our point earlier, one of the reasons that remote feedback's that much harder is because less behaviors to observe. But when you have more time to observe them, a la one-on-ones has saved you time.
Yeah.
It becomes that much better. That much easier, I should say.
Every time someone asks about, you know, one-on-one saving time, I share the fact that I used to have a direct who sat across the hall from me, and this person would come to my office 5 or 6 times a week. Hey, boss, do you have a minute? And sometimes it was about work, really helpful. Once, though, this person came into my office and talked about turtles for 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I had a turtle when I was a kid, but...
The only thing I currently know about turtles that's interesting is that the cast of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is on tour with Vanilla Ice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a fun data point.
It's a great show, actually.
I like that.
Having one-on-one scheduled on a weekly basis meant that that person knew they were going to get time with me.
Yeah.
So when they came in, I said, yes, and can this wait till our one-on-one? And I was able to reduce the amount of discussions about turtles in my life by half.
Exactly. Love it.
I'm not saying the turtles went away. They're on tour with Vanilla Ice.
But more time for other things, like finding things to give feedback on.
Yes, exactly. And feedback about turtles.
Folks, it's June. So we have published for 2023 all of our public conference locations and dates for next year. We do this as soon as we possibly can so you can begin planning. This year, we've done something extra. We've added a couple of new locations. One of them is Miami, which we've already gotten some requests for. And what we've done is we've made it possible for you to express interest. And that's important because we won't be able to do quite all of those conferences. We'll probably have to cancel a couple of them. So the ones that get the most interest, the most expressing of interest from you, our community, are the ones that are most likely to happen. We're trying to expand our reach because our conferences have started to sell out again. And we want to make it possible for you to come as close as you possibly can to home. So come to the website, go to the training page, and you'll see a map that shows all of our locations and also a calendar with all of the dates and whether we're doing an effective manager, effective communicator, or an effective hiring manager conference. Come to the website and express your interest.
In terms of the feedback model, there are a few things about virtual that we should call out as being hyper important, that people don't realize are important, and yet they are. One being that feedback must be delivered verbally,
mm-hmm.
with your voice, with your words. And folks, we've tested both verbal and written feedback many times in many incarnations. Verbally is roughly 4 times more effective mm-hmm. than written.
And you can do this when your directs are remote. And we've been doing it for 30 years.
How old is the telephone? How many years has that been? What year was Graham Bell? Do we remember? But like, that's how long people have been able to give feedback at a distance, is what I'm saying.
Yes. And we've been doing it here. I mean, you've been doing it for 8 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 7. Mark's been doing it.
It works.
For the whole tenure of the organization.
Yeah.
It works just fine. Sure, in person is better. You don't have that
Absolutely.
Option.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go with the most effective solution that you have. So whatever you do, y'all, don't use remoteness, please, to switch to written feedback. It will blow up in your face.
I promise.
Remember, written is 4 times less effective than verbal. Mm-hmm. So you've got that against you. And also, you have less trust because of distance. You'll think, oh, it's super efficient for me to just shoot off a text or an email or a Slack. And then you'll get a long response to negative feedback you send. What's more, you'll have lost all that productivity from your direct while they were responding.
This literally happened to me last week. It literally happened to me last week. Do as I say, not as I do. I sent a message asking for a correction over email. And what I got back was a whole big, long cast of reasons why that question I asked wasn't answered. Mm-hmm. And then the very next day, I delivered that same piece of feedback verbally and I got a, sure, let me look.
Ta-da.
It's that.
Ta-da.
Yeah. If you don't think it'll happen, I promise you, the amount of words that they feel the need to say to you will balloon out of control. It is a thing. It exists. Been there.
My favorite thing is that when you send the email, they have time to ruminate.
Uh-huh.
And so their brain is like crunching along around about it.
Well, this is why.
If it's in person, and especially if video's on, you could see their face.
Yeah.
You could see the face and the rumination, and then the rumination stops and all you get is, sure.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, magic. They can go ruminate somewhere else.
Exactly. Now, because of that, I mean, a lot of the things that we're saying kind of center around their response to a negative feedback.
Because that's what everyone's thinking about.
Exactly. That's what the word feedback kind of means, right? What we would then suspect or expect mm-hmm. to hear from many managers in this case is, well, then I'll just give positive feedback in writing and negative feedback verbally. And if you're thinking that, you're not alone. We tried it too.
We thought so too.
Right? Maybe it works. Maybe that's the answer. We tried both, guys, and both in person and remote feedback that way, one or the other, right? One virtual, one written, the other virtual, the other written. It doesn't work.
Right. It just makes
just
the negative feedback worse.
Them. Yeah, it makes it worse. Directs think that the verbal delivery makes feedback more important, and they miss the point. Feedback is equivalent. Negative and positive feedback are both, they sound identical. They're both delivered identically. We use the same set of words, the same model to explain both of those things because to us, they are both with the same purpose. A more effective future. If it's about a more effective future, it doesn't matter if I'm asking you to do something differently next time or do that same thing again. It's always about the future. Switching modalities, delivery mechanisms confuses the subject.
If I was only receiving the negative written, I would honestly feel like it was being documented.
Ooh, I never even thought about that, but yeah.
Right? And there's no documentation for the positive because it's verbal. And then the negative is all written down. My perception of it as a, you know, a task-focused profile, I would really think to myself, like, there's proof that it was delivered.
Yeah.
And that to me, that fear of documentation and of like all the stuff I do wrong is written down, that would be really draining on me.
Yeah.
So I would feel as a person receiving it too, that it's like, ah, like it's meant to be documented.
Yeah. It's why the difference? You're going to make up a reason in your head and that's the reason you made up. Totally.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And y'all, if what you're thinking, because I used to struggle a bit with this, because when you first start feedback, it can be tough. If what you're thinking is the reason I have to write it down is because I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Cool. Write it down in your notebook and like, you know, massage it a little bit if you need to. Because sometimes I do that.
Oh,
sometimes I can't always get like the behavior crisp, you know? Because sometimes what happens is something happens and I have an emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
And I then have trouble articulating the behavior really crisply. And so I'll have to write it down. I'm like, okay, this is how I feel. This is my perception. And sometimes it takes me two or three steps. So write it down if you need to and deliver it verbally.
Yeah. Actually, I would say, Kate, the reason that I, as a manager who's done this in person and remotely, feel like remote feedback is easier is because of that, because I can write it down. I'm not good at winging it. If you've been in one of my conferences, I'm not good at riffing and making stuff up. So this is what I do. I have got in my desk drawer a pad of sticky notes. Have a pad of sticky notes for every, a different colored pad of sticky notes for every direct you've gone.
Oh, like, yes.
Andrew is purple and Cassie is yellow and whatever, Wendy is orange, and you've got all your people. When you're in a meeting, and to Kate's point, you have that feeling, you're like either like that, ooh, cringe, or like that, ooh, I like that. For some reason, it just made me happy. Grab out, open your drawer, grab out your sticky notepad. Okay, which one is, it's yellow, it's Cassie. Okay, cool. And write down, when you start the meeting by saying, happy Friday, everyone, it really sets a great tone.
Yeah.
Rip that sticky note off the sticky notepad and stick it on the edge of your monitor.
Ooh.
Most people I know hate sticky notes on their monitor. It's just like, come on. It's just distracting,
like it's something
and
you have
it's
to do.
Cluttered and it's unclean and it's something that you have to do. And now that sticky note is waving at you off the corner of your monitor until you give feedback. It's the best way I've found as a remote manager to like create a string around the finger, like to a constant visual reminder that is in my face because there is a sticky note on the edge of my monitor. And the only way I get rid of it is if I slack my direct and say, hey, Cassie, call me when you have a second.
Right.
And when she calls, say, I've got some feedback. Do you have a second? And then I can deliver it. And then that sticky note goes into my one-on-one book. And voila, documentation.
Boom. Dude, I love it.
I know. And I love it. Saves my life every day.
It shouldn't surprise me that we've developed a very similar technique. And I'm a little surprised because I don't know that you and I've ever talked about this.
I don't think we have.
To each other. So I used to do the same thing with a stack of sticky notes. And the purview of this cast, y'all, is not in person. I used to do a very similar thing, though, in person.
Oh, okay.
Where when I gave feedback to someone in person, I would write it down on a sticky note and then put it in the back of my notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got back to my desk at the end of the day, I took all the sticky notes with, and I would write their initials, the topic,
and
then plus or minus. And I would put it back in my notebook at the end of my one-on-one notes at the end of the day. So then at the end of the year, especially because you can stack them by topic.
Yep.
You can see there's a width to the timeliness one, or there's a width to the meetings one, the topic, I mean.
Yeah.
Now, though, the way I do it is I have, you know, those flags for textbooks.
Like a post-it flag?
Yeah, like the skinny ones that you can put in a textbook.
One.
Yeah. I have those on the left, and I move them throughout the week to count.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I have I have five, and four of them are green, and one of them is orange. And I just move them.
Huh. I love it.
So, not at all shocked that we're doing a very similar thing.
Very similar.
And if you're, sometimes when we have these kind of conversations, I hope that they're, for somebody listening, that was helpful. Like, just that kind of thing. Because sometimes I think, surely someone's figured out
doing this. I don't think that's true, though.
Well, and for me, documenting it and roadmap at the end of the week is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Friday thing for me. It's like a once a week go in and do it, as opposed to the sticky note of, hey, do this, right? There's the constant reminder of needing to do it. And especially because when you're remote, one of the things I found is because you don't see them, you singularly, you know, on their own, in the hall, in the wild, it's easy to sometimes forget.
Yeah.
You're going out your day. It's like, oh, I forgot to.
You
verbally communicate with this person today. And that
totally
happens to me, honestly, legitimately happens. And so that's a way that I kind of, documenting is one thing. Just being remembered.
Remembering to do it. You need something kind of in your face, like a sticky note.
On your monitor, because that's a place where sticky notes are not supposed to be.
Nah. Okay. I don't like it. And that's how I get rid of them.
We should go back, though, to praise for a minute, because
we
were kind of saying, what if you're imagining a situation where you verbally praise and then write negative stuff, and it's like, okay, yeah, no, don't do that. And then you're going to think, well, I'll just put it all in writing. Y'all, please don't.
No, don't do that.
Do that. Or please don't assume that it will be as effective. You could totally do it. In fact, we have a podcast about praising people, and you can absolutely send them a note. Hey, this was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We send a lot of positive things on Slack, although they're not in the feedback format. So
right. They're not in the model.
Right.
They're praise or they're...
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with
thank
that.
Thank yous.
But a great job, dude. which we recommend you do that kind of stuff in the Yes, Please, Praise cast. It's not feedback, and please don't expect it to get you exactly this time what you got, like next time exactly what you got this time that you liked.
Exactly.
Like, hey, great job, dude, does not say when you say the words Happy Friday no in behaviors. The call.
No yeah, one comes.
Like, great job, dude, is so vague as to be.
Yeah. Not replicable.
Exactly. You can't implement that. Like, you can't implement great job, dude, down the road. So that's a thing that, just a note of caution there around that. And totally praise. Please don't expect it to be the same thing as feedback in terms of effectiveness. And please don't assume that written is the same effective, positive or negative, as verbal. Either.
Exactly.
All right, y'all, we're going to pause here. We'll be back next week with the continuation of this. So we'll see you then. Thanks, Sarah.
You bet. Thanks, Kate.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.